With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. A U.S. military ship left Virginia this weekend headed for the Mediterranean. It has equipment to build a temporary pier in Gaza to deliver humanitarian supplies to hungry and wounded Palestinians.
This aid is much needed in Gaza. The UN in particular has warned that around a quarter of the civilian population there, that's more than 500,000 people, are facing imminent famine. Meanwhile, there's another ship that is on its way to Gaza too. This is an aid ship loaded with around 200 tons worth of food that is still waiting at the moment to set sail from Cyprus.
That's the BBC's Anna Foster. Also at SRNnews.com, Georgia holds its presidential primary on Tuesday, and the top two frontrunners both held rallies in the Peach State yesterday. President Biden campaigned in Atlanta.
Our freedoms are literally on the ballot this November. Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans are trying to take our freedoms away. And by the way, not all Republicans. This ain't your father's Republican Party. These guys are different. But guess what? We're not going to let them take them away.
Meanwhile, former President Trump rallied supporters in Rome, Georgia.
In his State of the Union this week, Crooked Joe told a total fairy tale about the economy. But the fact is, under Biden, we have a three-year inflation rate of almost 50%. Under me, you had no inflation.
Ukrainian and allied officials have criticized Pope Francis for saying that Kiev should have the courage to negotiate an end to the war with Russia. It's a statement many interpreted as a call on Ukraine to surrender. The foreign minister of Poland and Ukraine's ambassador to the Vatican both used World War II analogies to condemn the Pope's remarks. This is SRN News. Research shows that teachers' unions are out of step with parents' and teachers' views when it comes to gender ideology.
A recent Pew Research Center report shows more than two-thirds of teachers, parents, and teenage students do not support the teaching of gender identity or gender fluidity in schools. That's at odds with the position of the nation's largest teachers' unions. Many teachers and parents also believe the choice to opt out of gender ideology instruction should be available. Liberty Counsel said the data confirms that this has no place in public education. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
Israeli archaeologists have unearthed a rare 1,900-year-old coin. The Israel Antiquities Authority says the coin was discovered near the Dead Sea. It features a date palm and is engraved with the name Eliezer the Priest in ancient Hebrew script. The coin was found with three others bearing the name Simeon. This is SRN News. Boeing has acknowledged in a letter to Congress it cannot find records for work done on a door panel that blew out on an Alaska Airlines flight over Oregon 2 months ago.
The executive VP and chief government lobbyist wrote on Friday that Boeing believes the records about the panel's removal and reinstallation were never created, even though it's required. The letter followed a contentious Senate committee hearing Wednesday in which Boeing and the NTSB argued over whether the company had cooperated with investigators. The NTSB's preliminary report found four bolts that kept the door plug in place were missing. I'm Julie Walker.
And now federal prosecutors are involved. The Justice Department has opened a criminal investigation into the blown door panel incident. Alaska Airlines says it's cooperating with authorities. More details at SRNnews.com.